Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Clift moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Clift moves to third. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bishop scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Werber moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. Johnson scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hemsley for a passed ball. Reynolds moves to second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball towards right. Campbell catches it and throws to home to double up Reynolds. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards first. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange takes first base on ball 4. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift strikes out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. West hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. West moves to second. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. West scores. Burns moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pepper moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bishop scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hemsley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2. And the Red Sox too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley throws to second. Safe. Over to first, and Farrell is out. Reynolds moves to third. Soltis moves to second. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil is walked intentionally. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds scores. Soltis moves to third. Cecil moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Wahlberg strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Soltis scores. Cecil moves to third. Larry moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jack Knott now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Strange hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. West strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soltis strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pepper hits a fly ball into center field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Wahlberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Strange applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Strange hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pepper. Werber reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Werber scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Solter strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Grubb pinch hits for Jack Knott. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. West takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to second. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sissel moves to third. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pepper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Pepper moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Pepper moves to third. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Strange hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Werber moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley throws to Strange, and has Werber trapped. There's the throw to Melillo, who tags Werber for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Salters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.